Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That's Deacon Thomas Farr, and this is Issues Christian Men's Talk. Today is Monday, July the 18th, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'd like to welcome to the show tonight. We pray all is well in your world and all this, and God is continue to bless you and your family. I pray you're safe and pray you're dry. We have a little bit of rain here in Maryland, but as we know, you know, God reigns on the just and the unjust. So we needed some rain to cool us all. The temperature dropped like 20 degrees today. Amen. Amen. First, I'd like to just give a shout out to Pastor George Sharps and the Jews Lives Men's Ministry. Saturday, we had our fish fry and fellowship, and it turned out to be very good. The fish was good. Just had to all I had was hot sauce. So we had to go out there and get some other condiments, but you know how that goes. Anyway, we like to appreciate those brothers and thank you for coming out in time of fellowship and gathering, and give a shout out to again Pastor George Sharps and Deacon Anthony, Brother Al, and all them brothers out there who labored and fried the fish and set up, and we had a good time. Amen. Amen. Well, tonight we have a special guest. We're going to talk to an author, Tamika Garnes, in her book Release from My Past and Birth into My Destiny. We're going to talk to her a little bit tonight about her book, and she has a book signing coming up soon, so we're going to also get you information for that. And if you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr, you can call in and ask some questions about the book. We can get the book, and after the interview, you have some questions about, because I know a lot of people out there want to write books and have manuscripts, so she can help you with that because she's self-published. And she went through, found a publishing agency, but she'll share that information also. You can call in at 646-668-2636, and you can join the conversation and ask some questions and share your thoughts on the material. We're going to start with scripture and prayer, and we have some announcements, and we're going to get right into the broadcast. Amen. Tonight, we're going to be reading from 1 John, chapter number 4. And we're going to start at verse number 7. And the Word of God says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might love through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfect in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Father God, we say thank you today, Lord God. We thank you, God, for the shed blood and sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, for our souls, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our lives, Lord God. Father God, we pray that you continue to watch over us, God. Watch over our families, God. Watch over the brothers who are listening, Lord God. Watch over all those, Lord God, who in the sound of my voice, Lord God, who are going through anything, Lord God, that tried to burden them, Lord God. Those things that try to pull us off our faith, those things that make us doubt, oh God. I pray for security, oh God. I pray for assurance, oh God, and know what you believe and why you believe it. Strengthen and keep them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. That's one thing I wanted to share tonight before we get to our interview. You know, there's a lot of things going on in the world today, here in America, overseas, and a lot of division. And I still believe, if you've been listening to the show the last couple of days, that this is the enemy's way to try and separate us. And here in America especially, we have to understand that I think the enemy's foothold here in America is race. So anytime he wants to bring division, he wants to bring strife, and even in the church, it's he can push that race button and then just let us do what we do. But if we can overcome that temptation, those urges, the anger, the past, and move in the things of God, especially in the church, and for those body of believers who believe who Jesus Christ is, we can set an example for the rest of the culture, for the rest of the country. Because our common ground is Jesus Christ, no matter who we are, where we come from. Our past journey and paths have been different, but our future is directed by God in his hand. We all are destined for the same future. All of us want to hear, "Well done, a good and faithful servant," and that our bloodlines, spiritually and physically, have benefited from our faith and our faith walk. So our lives are not in vain. Just as Jesus Christ was on earth, was not in vain. We are in this culture to be salt and light. And no matter what happens, no matter what the news and the headlines say, our faith and our life is not in vain. So I pray someone has heard that and been encouraged by it and continue. Because we do have to engage the culture on some things. I was in a Bible study recently, and it was said that sometimes we are to be the moral righteousness in the room. Just because we are of Christ. And no matter where we at, when we're in the room, through the Holy Spirit, we can be the difference maker. We can be the direction changer just because we speak up. And that's one thing we have to do as Christians. We have to speak up for what is right, no matter what the argument is. We don't really take sides. We take God's side on everything. And God has a plan for the whole human race and for Christians. Amen? Amen. All right, I'm going to give a shout-out to a couple of pastors and ministries here that we fellowship with here at the Issues Christian Men's Talk. And first, let me start with my church, Bishop Joseph McCargo at the City Hope at the Energy Center in Columbia, Maryland, Pastor Apostle at the Banks at New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders, Pastor George Sharp at Jesus Lives Ministry and Fellowship. Also, I'm going to give a shout-out to Overseer Maurice Cornwell from Uplift Through the Word in Pasadena, Maryland, Pastor Ian Edwards at Winning Souls Evangelistic Church, Pastor John Watts for Kingdom Life Church in Brooklyn, and Pastor Joseph Powell from Covenant Lighthouse Ministries in Hanover, Maryland. Just wanted to give them a shout-out. If you go on our Facebook page, Issue Christian Men's Talk, you'll see a link for these churches. And these men of God, women of God, because these are ministries that, we come together, and we have a kingdom mindset, and some of the things that they're doing there, I encourage, if you're looking for a church or looking for a church home, we encourage you to visit one of those churches. They all have websites. They have Facebook pages. And again, if you go to Issues Christian Men's Talk, you'll see a link there. They have upcoming events, and they all have strong men ministries to men, especially for my brothers out there. If you're looking for a church where you can get in fellowship with some strong brothers that can help you through, that can encourage you, and continue to encourage you in your walk as a husband, father, and son, I definitely advise you to check out one of those ministries. They're spread out all over the place, and I personally recommend any of them. Amen? Amen. A couple of announcements. We have one big announcement, and we had the fish fry. Now our next thing, we have in our men's retreat in the Jesus Lives Ministry, From Boys to Men. We're going to Black Rock Retreat Center in Quarryville, Pennsylvania on September 16th, 17th, and 18th. The cost is $250 per man. And right now we're looking at it's going to be between, depending on how many brothers you call and sign up, we can get either two or three men into a room. So if you go and bring somebody with you, there you go, there's two of you in the room, and the guaranteed, so you separate beds, so you don't have to really share a bed. Amen. But you can call the church at 410-859-8002. That's Jesus Lives Men's Retreat to Black Rock Retreat Center, September 16th, 17th, and 18th. So we encourage you to reach out and come and join us and come for a time. We're going to fellowship. We're going to do some things up there. We're going to have some one-on-one, three-on-three, and we're going to be out there in the woods, and we're just going to reflect. We're going to encourage each other. We're going to have some teaching. We got some prayer, and we're going to tackle some of the issues that may be dealing with. We're going to bring these brothers back new. We're going to send them out. We're going to take them out there one way. We're going to bring them back recharged and renewed for at least the next couple of months. So they'll be on fire when they get back. Amen? So we encourage you to come out there and fellowship with us, and we come together and fellowship at the retreat center. Also, you can see that also on our Facebook page, Issues Christian Men's Talk. Also, you can follow us on Twitter. It's at Issues Men's Talk. You can follow us there on Twitter. We post devotionals, upcoming events, and all. And if you have your own, if your men's ministry is having an event, you have a monthly breakfast, monthly fellowship, you can send it to us. We'll share it. We'll post it on Facebook. Encourage you, because we really believe that there needs to be opportunity when men come together and spend some time to encourage one another. And I think, and I know these churches, again, that I've shared with, that we have men's groups, the open men's groups, that we come, because we talk about issues, because the thing that we have to remember in the body of Christ as men, we have more things in common than different. And the things we go through with our wives, our children, and just walking this Christian life, that we sometimes we may think that we're alone and we're not. And in the body of Christ, we're never alone. Amen. We have those who are praying for us, with us. And sometimes the brother just needs to be hugged and comforted by another man. Amen. So we encourage you, you know, if you have a men's event or a monthly meeting, quarterly meeting, whatever it is, let us know on Facebook and we'll definitely share it. Amen. Amen. Well, tonight, our guest is going to be Tamika. Tamika Garnes, and her book is called Released from My Past and Birthed into My Destiny. Praise the Lord, sister. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm on. Hello.
Yes, you are. You are live. You
yes,
ready?
How are you? Yes.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Amen. Amen. How are you?
I am blessed. How are you?
Good, good, good. Tell your husband I said hello.
I sure will. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. All right. All right. This is not going to be hard. It's going to be okay. I'm going to ask you all questions you know the answers to, okay? Because you wrote
mm-hmm.
the book.
Yes.
You didn't have a ghostwriter. You wrote it yourself, correct?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. In
yes,
that case, then you should be able to answer the question. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Well, first, let's just start. Go ahead.
Can I correct you on one thing? One thing. So
uh-oh.
My name
uh-oh.
Is Tabika. With a B and not a M.
What did I say?
Tabika.
What
you said Tamika
oh.
with a M.
Oh, man, really? Okay.
Yes.
Don't you know you're not supposed to correct the host on live radio? You're
well,
supposed
I,
to just go
I,
with
I
the
want
flow.
People to know the, they have to know the exact pronunciation of my name, okay? So thank you.
Okay. Really? Really? Okay, really? Wait, I'll call Apostle because I see right now. You know what? Let me see. The Apostle call in because I'm going to bring it in here because obviously, you know what? All right. Anyway. All right. So, wait a minute. Tabika
yes.
Garnes. Did I get the last name right?
That's correct.
Okay. So, Tabika Garnes. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Tabika Garnes. Tell me about your book. I'm sorry. Share with your audience a little bit about yourself.
Okay, sure. I am a licensed minister at New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders, where Apostle Etta Banks is my pastor. I've been there now for at least 7 years, and I've always loved to write. So it's like right now I'm excited about where God is taking this book at this moment, or whatever season this book is in at this moment. I am married and I have one son. He's 18 years old and I am a pharmacy technician. I also have a bachelor's degree in business management and a master's degree in health information, and informatics. So that's a little bit about me.
All right, sister, amen. You know what? Next time, you got to send me a bio. See, I thought you was just, you know, one of them
sure.
sisters in the church who wrote a book. You know what I'm saying? You got, like, a whole life going on. Amen. Amen, amen. Don't worry, sister. It's going to be okay. We're going to have some fun here tonight. Amen.
Okay.
Let's start with, well, let's start with the book. Did I get the name of the book right? Release from My Past
yes.
and Birth into My Destiny. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Amen. So let's begin at the beginning. Why? What made you write the book? What inspired you to write the book?
Mm-hmm. So when I was, like I said, I always love to write. And when I was younger, I always had a notebook and a pen, and I was off by myself writing. And my mom would actually look at my writings and tell me how good they were and encourage me to keep writing. But I was inspired to write this book so that other women may be set free from the prison of their past, because we don't have to be held hostage by our past. We have we all have made mistakes and decisions that we aren't proud of, but we are not our past. And a lot of people think that, you know, they are what their past says they are, which is a lie. They can overcome the past and be able to live to the depths and live in the destiny that God has created for them.
Amen, amen. And, you know, we started right off with the beginning. I mean, that's one of the things we definitely, for those of us in the body of Christ and outside the body of Christ, you know, when we get stuck in our past, we emotionally, mentally, we don't want to move forward, or we have guilt, we have condemnation. And sometimes I think there's people in our life that we have to, those are the people that we really have to get out of our lives if they continue to bring up our past, because we all have past. You know, in the body of Christ, I know sometimes we you know, act like we got it all together, and we always had it together, but truth be told, the church got church got a bunch of people with a lot of stuff, and their skeletons in their closet. They just buried them deep and put concrete on top of them. And then, I'm sorry.
Yep.
I'm sorry. You got to forgive me. Sometimes I rant and rave. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But you know, so inspiring the book, so you wrote it to try and encourage folk, or, well, let me ask you this, because you know, sister, this is my audience is mostly men. Is this something that's universal, or you wrote this book for women? Is this like a women book?
Well, listen, because it was written by me, I'm a woman.
Okay.
Some men may feel like these are women experiences, but on the flip side, they can help their daughters, their sisters, their mothers, their wives, any female in their life. They can also glean from the information in the book as well, because then they get to basically understand what women kind of go through and maybe be more sensitive or understanding of sometimes how we act. Because I know I hear men say that women are so emotional. We're so emotional. We react out of our emotions. And a lot of times that comes from things that have happened to us from, you know, our past, like our fathers not being there, or our fathers are there in the household but really not there mentally or emotionally, or some women have seen their moms be beaten up on. Some have seen their moms be cheated on by their dad. So, you know, it can kind of help a man understand why we act the way we act, and that it's just things that have built up over the past, from our past, that we have not let go. Not to, you know, intentionally, when we are emotional, to hurt our husbands or our significant others. It's just that sometimes certain things will remind us of our past.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that, sister. Thank you for that. You know, I wanted to put that out there because, you know, it's one of the things that we are called to as husbands, is to learn our wives, to know who they are, and that our wives, you know, they have baggage, they have things they deal with. And we as husbands have to get to that point through our marriage and through that relationship, as relationship grows.
Right.
You know, because I always tell brothers, you know, the woman you marry ain't going to be the same woman that you have in 5 or 10, 15 years. And, you know, so the longer you're with her, you got to find out more and more about her. And then see if they get your book, you'll be ahead of the game. So when she go off, say, wait a minute, Tamika wrote about that. And then now I know what to do. That is, she ain't crazy. No, I'm sorry.
Right.
Amen. Amen. All right. See, sister, we're going to have fun tonight. We got fun. All right.
Okay.
but, you know, you're right, you know, because one of the things, as I looked through the book, I have to be honest, I didn't get a chance to read it because I just got my copy because, you know, circumstances and situations, I didn't get a copy before the interview, but we're going to pray over that. But anyway.
Okay.
but so it's up to you to give the in-depth of what the book is about to encourage those to go out and get it. Oh, first, let's start there. How can folks get a copy of the book?
Go ahead. What did you say?
I was saying, how can the audience get a copy of the book?
Oh, okay. They can actually contact me through my email address. It's releasedandsetfree@gmail.com. So I do have some copies on hand if they are interested. The books are $10 each. So if they are interested, they can go to send me an email at released, released, and setfree@gmail.com.
Amen, amen. Thank you, sister. And also, if you didn't get that and have a pen and paper with you, if you go to the Facebook page, Issues Christian Men's Talk, the information's contact is there. And plus, we're going to talk about it later, but we have an event coming up where you're doing book signings. You can come in and get an autographed copy live and in person and meet the sister. Just make sure you pronounce her name, Tabika Gons, and then, you know, y'all
yeah.
get on to the rest of the fellowship. Right? Amen. Let me ask you this, sister. What was going on in your heart and mind as you was writing the book? How long did it take you actually from the start to finish? How long did it actually take you?
Okay, so it was broken up in pieces because the initial what I was writing initially was poetry. As I was writing, it changed into writing about my past. And as I was writing, you know, I was struggling with what God was telling me to do because my flesh, you know, didn't want people to know exactly what happened to me or the things that I did or the things that I went through. So I kind of struggled with it, and I would pick up the pen and set it down. I would pick up the pen and set it down. I would let distractions take my focus off of me writing a book. So then it came to a point where I found myself unemployed. So now that I'm unemployed, you know, I had the time to actually sit, listen to what God was saying, and write the book. So that's why I said it was broken up in pieces. But during the time that I was unemployed, I was able to finish the book. And that was the book was actually published in 2014, but I didn't do anything with it. I never had a book signing. Some things were going on, and that's why I didn't have it at that time. But it was now, apparently now is the time that God is ready for this to happen. So now I'm being obedient unto God for him telling me to write the book. And for me, I don't like to be in the center of attention. I'm kind of like the laid back person behind the scenes, that type of person. So I know that I'm being obedient unto the Lord because if I had my way, if somebody else could actually do the book signing and had to speak in front of the people, I would let them do it. You know, I would actually write it, but then they could be the person that stands in front of the people and talk and all that. But I know that that can't be done because this was about me. So I basically shared my testimony because I was thinking about other people who are hurting and have withdrawn because they are still reliving past experiences. So they are in bondage and they don't know how to begin letting go. So God used me to share my past with others, and the freedom you have when you are released from your past is awesome. It's awesome. It's like a feeling. It feels like if you were ever weighed down by something and you were able to put those things down, and that feeling of being free is just some feeling. I would encourage anyone to experience that freedom, man or woman. Experience the freedom of being set free from your past.
Amen, amen, amen. I like that. So the process was over, it sounds like it was over a number of years. So it was, as you were writing a book, were there like more things coming to your remembrance or things that you're actually living through contributed to the book?
Yes. Yes, it was actually, okay, so God was actually taking me back from, like, the beginning, you know, all the way up to where I was at that moment. And, again, when you are basically, because people would say, I don't want to tell people my business. Basically, that's what it was. I told the world my business because now, you know, anybody can pick up and buy a copy of this book and they can know everything that happened in my past. But it's if it's to help someone else know that what they did, the mistakes they made, you know, the decisions they made that weren't good decisions, if people can see that, you know, me sharing my testimony was able to help someone else, or what I actually went through was actually designed to help someone else, you know, be set free, then I don't care about what people now know about me, because that is my past and I've been freed from it, so nobody can put me back in it.
Amen, amen, sister. You know, I appreciate what you're saying, because that's the thing we have to understand, even in the body of Christ, you know, our testimony is only the thing that we're no longer bound by, you know, because, you know, sometimes we have testimony and we still bound up in the thing, given opportunity and motive and we'll go back and do the same thing. But the things we've truly been delivered from is when the time that testimony can be valued, because people see us stand, you know, people see us as we have overcome, you know, because if we still, you know, struggling with whatever it is, if we're struggling in relationships, if we're still struggling with, you know, bad behaviors and bad choices, there's no real testimony. Just because you didn't do it this weekend, that don't mean you delivered from it. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I appreciate what you're saying there, the stuff that you've been set. When you're set free from something, you're truly set free. And we know, and as we know, that Christ can't set us free from all those things. But it is a process. And when we're truly delivered, we're truly delivered. There's no... I get in trouble a lot, but, you know, that backsliding situation, we sometimes use that as a crutch in the Christian world, you know, Christianese, the lingo we use. But anyway, I'm not going to go there because we're going to talk about your book and have fun right now. Amen?
Okay.
Amen. You're listening. This is Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Paul. We're here with Tabika Garnes, and we're talking about her book, Release from My Past and Birthed into My Destiny. Tell us about, you have an upcoming event, a book signing. Can you give us the information on that? Time, place, location?
Yes. So my book signing will be at New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. That address, that's my home church. That address is 1724 Woodlawn Drive, and that's Suite 2, and that's Gwin Oak, Maryland, 21207, and it's from 1 to 4 p.m.
Amen. That's the 23rd. Wait a minute. That's Saturday coming, right? 23rd. Where is it? It's the 23rd. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Yes, I can't hear you. I said the 23rd, and you didn't confirm that then.
I said yes, but you didn't hear me. Okay. Yes.
There you go. We're live radio. You got to speak. You got to project your voice, sister. Project it. You know what I mean? No.
Okay. Got you.
Amen. Amen. All right, well, we're going to continue on. So tell us this, the title, Release from My Past and Birth into My Destiny. How'd you come up with that title?
Okay, so it didn't come to basically the end of me writing the whole thing, because when you read, it's like you're starting from maybe like my childhood. You're starting from my childhood, and then you're going reading into my adulthood. And so it basically, you can see how I matured through everything that I went through up into my adulthood. You can see where I've actually been released from my past and where, you know, I'm being birthed into my destiny now. So we know that if you continue to live in your past, then it'll hinder your destiny. It'll hinder you from walking in that place, that direction that God wants you to go to, because you constantly, you know, fall back on what you're comfortable with. And a lot of people, It may not make sense, but a lot of people are comfortable in their past. It's familiar to them. It feels good. They can use it as an excuse to hurt other people. They can use it to be a victim and always blaming other people and not taking accountability for their own actions. So we know you cannot grow if you want to continue to live in your past. You cannot grow. And a lot of people, you know, they sit and wonder why things aren't happening for them, and it's because you have allowed your past to basically stunt your growth. But you are in control of that. You are in control of letting go of your past. And a lot of people just are okay being stuck where they are.
Hey, amen. You know, and while you were talking, you touched on something about having that, being comfortable in their past and then having that you enjoy that victim role. Tell me that in your journey, how important was it for you to forgive? How did forgiveness shape and mold you to move forward?
So, me, a while to understand forgiveness, to understand how unforgiveness can block your blessings, can block things that, you know, God has waiting for you. And it's almost like I felt that if I granted forgiveness, then I gave the power over to that person for, you know, what it was that they did to me or how they hurt me or whatever it was that they said to me that hurt me. But it wasn't until I started going to church on a regular basis and being taught about forgiveness and the effects of what unforgiveness can do to you. And it's not just blocking blessings. It also has to do with your health. It can mess your health up. It can cause depression, a whole lot of things. So in that place of being a young adult in the teenage years, I wasn't thinking about, you know, forgiving a person. To me, it was like I felt I got the satisfaction out of not forgiving that person because it was like, you know, I don't have to to me, it was like I'm hurting that person because I don't have to talk to them or because I won't forgive them. And it basically holding something over the person like it was giving me power. But what it was doing was it was blocking things that God had in my past for that time. It was blocking those things. And I still gave power to that person that offended me or hurt me or whatever it is that I didn't agree with that someone else did. I gave that person power.
Amen, amen, amen. You're listening to Deacon Thomas Fowler. We're here with Tamika Gond, and we're talking about her new book, Release from My Past and Birth into My Destiny. Well, let me ask you a question. You said you were writing poetry. Mm-hmm. Do you have a – is this your first book, second book, third book, or
– Well, this is the – this book, Release from My Past and Birth into My Destiny, was actually published through Zulon Press. The first book that I did was poetry – but it didn't go through a publishing company. Someone helped me get those printed, and that was just that portion was poetry, and I was able to sell it at an event that, you know, I was doing at that time. But that's why I thought this second book was going to be a book of poetry as well. So that's I started writing poetry, and then like I said, it turned into a testimony.
All right, amen, amen. So once you decide to sit down and start writing, then, you know, the Holy Spirit took over and it just started
right.
Flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Amen. Okay, all right. That's how God does sometimes. We're in place for one purpose, and then God uses those opportunities to direct us in another way. So, you know, it's something that God is in. Again, when we're in relationship with Him and we're obedient to the Holy Spirit, He can manifest Himself. He wants to pull some things out of us. I know we talked about it earlier because I was trying to, you know, make sure my brothers stay on the line. But this book, who was it really, who was it written for? Like, who did you have in your mind, in your heart, that you wanted this book to get out to that could help them?
Mm-hmm.
Who was it written for?
Well, this book is for anyone who is tired of being a slave to the trouble of their past, because it's time to shake your past off and be released from it, because it's too much to carry. We were never meant to carry our past with us. So it just complicates the direction that God wants to take you. It basically fogs your past. I mean, I'm sorry, it fogs the future, where you're supposed to go. It makes it cloudy so that you can't see fully. So when you can't see fully, you tend to go in the direction that you think you can see, and a lot of times that's the wrong direction. So if you would allow or let go of the past, then your vision becomes clearer, and you can see the actual path that God has set you on. You can see the footprints that God went before you so that you can walk in the footprints and find the direction that he wants you to go in.
Amen, amen. So now this book, you know, I understand you wrote it, and I, like I say, I didn't get a chance to read it, but I did skim through it real quickly, and you know, some mm-hmm. of the things there, it seems like it's really relevant to what people struggle with in our personal mm-hmm. lives, because I think a lot of things that we keep under the surface, and mm-hmm. in this life, and I think that it's the things that we keep. That blind, you said it, you just said it recently, just now, a minute ago, about the, you know, we get blinded. And I think the things that we have done in our past and the things that we've been through tend to blind us, tends to shape the word I'm looking for is sometimes we let the things that we've been through and have done define us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to come back and have to find a way to redefine ourselves or re-image ourselves. And I think that's one of the things that we have to share, and especially I think with young people, because you know, young people, they seem to they're very sensitive to peer pressure, they're sensitive to their image, they're sensitive to a lot of things, or how people see them. You know, I think they get caught up and swept up in a lot of things because they care about those around, what other people around them think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot, and I do believe that even young people, teenagers, and young brothers and young sisters, they get caught up and what they were in high school, and can never come out of that thing. Because high school can
mm-hmm.
be very traumatizing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know about you. Well, I was traumatized
it
in high school. But I overcame that stuff, and I became the wonderful person I am today. However,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think that's one of the things that we have to, you know, we have to really press and move forward. And I pray that your book is, that someone read the book, be encouraged. They might read something that they've went through or been through, or similarities in their lives, that you have to know that we have to be able to push through, and that God is going to use us. And I tell this to a lot of folks that I talk to, you know, if we stop reading the cliches and the quotes, if we actually read mm-hmm. scripture, we'll see how God used people who are not perfect. All the people that God used, it was only one perfect, because he came to give his life. But all the other folk in the scripture had issues. They had doubt. They had fears. They made mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where, as us as the body of Christ, that we need to really, you know, get people to read, teach, and then understand that God is not asking you to be perfect, because he wants your heart anyway. So, you know, it's, I think it's a hard thing. It's a mindset. And that's how you can be able to break some of the bondages and some of the baggage that we carry from our past, what we've been through, again, what we've done. And I think your book is, the way you're describing it to me, that it sounds like hopefully it'll be a key that will break through for someone's life, that they can just, I'm praying they read your book and their whole life turn around and they'll give a testimony. And I read that Tamika Bowen Gaines book, and my whole life has changed, you know, just like Joyce Meyer's, you know.
Right.
You know. What's Joyce Meyer's book? How old was that book? Man, I can't think of it now, but it was out, and everybody was reading it. Stronghold of Mind, a Locked in My Mind or something. anyway.
Is it the battlefield of mine?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
See, that's it. Uh-huh. You're going to be just like Joyce Meyer, sister. Your book is going to go, and it's going to be revelational, and people are going to say, you know, I can do better now. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. I receive it.
Amen. Amen. There you go. I'm gonna buy another copy. I got one. I'm gonna buy another one. I'm gonna give it to somebody. I'm gonna help my man.
Okay.
I'm gonna give it to somebody. So we encourage you again. This Saturday, the 23rd. You can give the address again and the time. Folks, come out for the book signing.
It will be held at New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders, and the address is 1724 Woodlawn Drive, Suite 2. Gwynn Oak, Maryland, 21207, and the time is from 1 to 4 p.m.
Amen. All right, sister, I got one now. This is the big question. This is the big closing, because you guys have a big finish in the interview.
Mm-hmm.
How can people, this is the opportunity also, you know, you're an elder and minister, this is your opportunity to preach right here. You got to be able to preach it at any time, any call. You got to be always ready and prepared. How can people truly be set free? How can people truly be set free? If you're talking to someone or sharing or ministering mm-hmm. to young folk or ministering to someone, what are the things that you mm-hmm. think that people really need to get to understand to be set free from that thing? Because, again, the things that we carry around, we call it baggage, we call it issue, we call it a lot of things, but some stuff, we just need to let it go and press mm-hmm. on, and because it hinders us. So
right.
What do you think, sister? How can people truly be set free, and also to stay there, that they don't fall back into it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, sister?
Amen. Well, first I would share my testimony, because sharing your testimony allows others to see that you're not perfect, to see that, okay, if this person went through it, then the same God that they serve, you know, I serve, so I know God can help me through, you know, being set free. Another thing is that it's a choice, first and foremost. No one can force you to, you know, walk away from your past and leave your past where it is. No one can force you to be comfortable in letting it go. It has to be your choice. You have to make the decision for yourself to be tired of going through the same thing over and over and over and over again. You have to get to the point where your mindset has changed to where things that you used to be comfortable with, now you're no longer comfortable with. You have to make the choice to want to follow God and listen to his teachings, and in order to stay free, this is what you have to resist temptation in order to stay free. You have to be in the Word of God. You have to study. You have to meditate. You have to basically let God, because God knows our hearts. He truly does. But a lot of times he wants us to call him. He wants us to ask him for help, because he's not going to force himself on us. So he is listening for his sheep to ask for help. And once we ask for help, he's right there. He will put people in your life to walk you through the process. That's what happened with me. I met, you know, my apostle at a bank, and I met her through a camp that my son was going to. My son had some challenges with anger and things he would say out of his mouth. He had said things to her that hurt her feelings, but she saw something in him. And then when we met her, we connected, and it was just, I knew that was God's divine connection. And so I'm still with this woman of God, and I'm so blessed to be a part of her ministry. But you have come to a point where you make up your mind to want to walk away from your past. You make up your mind to want something different. You make up your mind to want to live, you know, live and be free to live, free to dance, free to laugh, free to love, free, you know, just to walk in the destiny that God had prepared before you were even born. So once you go through that process, again, stay in your word. If it's something that you you read, you may not understand, please try to find a church home if you don't have one, because there needs to be a connection. There has to be fellowship amongst other saints that can actually, you know, share their testimonies, and you're actually seeing a live testimony. If somebody sharing a testimony with you, and now that they're no longer living in their past, you're actually seeing the benefits of being set free from someone who may have went through some similar things that you went through. But the key to being set free and staying free is up to you.
Amen, sister. Amen, amen. I thank you for that. I pray that someone has heard that and been encouraged by that. And again, and I just wanted to thank you for taking time out of your schedule and taking time from your husband and your son and all the things you're doing, and to join us on the show tonight and share. Again, could you get the contact information? I can get in contact with you if they want to get a copy of the book.
Okay. You can, if you're interested in purchasing a book, you can send me an email at releasedandsetfree@gmail.com. That's RELEASED and setfree@gmail.com. The books are $10. So, you know, just send me a quick email. I'll respond, and we can go from there.
Amen. You also, if you're listening online, you can also go to Facebook. On the Facebook page, Issue Christian Miss Talk. You see the link there. You can contact us that. We'll forward the request to her. We have a couple of people on the line. If you called in to 646-668-2636 and you'd like to share, just press 1 on your keypad. If you have any questions for the author tonight, anything you heard that encouraged you or you want to encourage her, just press 1 on your keypad and we can bring you into the conversation. Amen. So, sister, let me see here. I got some people on the line and nobody want to say nothing, really. I know some of these phone numbers and now they want to say nothing. That's okay. That's okay. I'm going to put them off the hook. I should bring them in and surprise them, but I'm not going to do that. Amen. Amen. But, oh, wait a minute. I got one. Hold on, sister. We got somebody. They just clicked in. Praise the Lord. Your last phone number is 1134. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you? This is Apostle Banks.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I knew I recognized that number.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you so much, Apostle, for calling in. We appreciate you.
Amen, and I appreciate being here. I appreciate it. I just wanted to say that having Tabika on and listening, you know, to her talking about the book and her life, I too have read the book, and it was one of those easy read. When I picked it up, I read it, and then I personally couldn't put it down. And I read right through to the end of it, and it was such a revealing, it's a revealing book, because it's about her life. That means that family members, other people are involved in this. And it's just such a revealing book, but a very helpful book. And so I really appreciated her being obedient to God and putting herself out there on the line like that. So I really want to encourage others, you know, to truly to get to this book signing, and they won't regret it. And don't buy just one copy. Buy a couple of copies and give them out to the broken women in your life, or give them to the husband and or the father of a broken woman. And it will help them see the woman's point of view, where they couldn't listen to the woman themselves. Now they have another woman saying how a woman felt going through some of these things. And it's just totally a revolutionizing book. It's life-changing. It's transforming. So I just wanted to encourage my daughter in the Lord and encourage others to come out and be at the book signing. It'll be an awesome time. It'll be an awesome time.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Well, oh, yeah, you got to have something besides the book signing. What else, Minister Tamika, does you have spoken word? Are you going to be there? You have some other things besides the book signing. So what else is going to be going on?
Yeah, so we will have an awesome poet, man of God, Chris Jones. He will be there ministering as well. He is prophetic. His poems, they're like mind-blowing. I know when I hear him minister, it's like I can't move. Like, I'm so into what it is that is coming out of his mouth. So, yes, he will be there to bless us as well. So, yes, I do encourage you, if you've never heard Chris Jones before, I promise you, wherever he is going to be, you would want to be there.
Amen. Amen. All right, well, we encourage you to come. Oh, let me ask you, this is a very important question, sister. Is there going to be some snacks, light fare, or do I have to BYOB? I don't understand. We got to make sure people know that because, you know, it's in the afternoon.
Yes.
We're going to have some snacks, light fare.
Yes, yes, there will be some food there for my guests to partake in, yes.
Okay, all right. I just had to ask. Oh, we have another caller wants to share here. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Caller, your last four numbers are 0919. Praise the Lord. How are you? Hello. Can you hear me? 0919? Yep. I guess we lost him. All right, sister. Well, I appreciate you for coming. Oh, one more thing. I did have one thing because as the pastor was speaking,
mm-hmm.
we talk a lot about transparency, and
mm-hmm.
We have a couple minutes here, but when once you sat down after the book was done, how hard was it for you to be transparent at that minute, that time you made the decision, I'm going forward like it is? Was that hard, or was that prayerful, or, you know, did you have doubts, or where were you at with that?
To be honest, I was worried about what other people may think of me after writing it. So, yes, that did cross my mind, but I understood that my obedience was greater than what other people may think of me afterwards. So that is, you know, what actually made me go ahead, send it to the publisher, and let it be printed, because what the ending result is that I've helped someone else. So, and God is getting the glory out of this whole testimony situation and the writing of this book. So that is, at you know, that's all that matters to me, is that God be happy, God be proud.
Amen, amen. And you said Brother Chris is ministering. What time is he going to be there? Are we early, late, or?
No, he'll be there probably at the beginning, yes.
Okay, so what time do we start?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. So we need to be there at 1 o'clock to hear Chris minister. That's what you're saying. We got to be on regular time, not CP time. 1 o'clock.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you.
Amen. Yeah, remember, sister, you come on my radio show, I have fun. It's okay. It's all right.
Thank you. Thank you
Amen.
For having me.
No problem, sister. You know, I have a kingdom mindset, and I encourage those. And when people do stuff, I use this opportunity, use this platform to be able to encourage, to be able to have conversations, to be able to, because, again, we never know who can be reached, who can be encouraged,
how
the words we speak and the things we minister that can change people's lives. So it's just, you know, I'm open, and, you know, I was raised with a kingdom mindset, so I wasn't raised, you know, Methodist, Baptist, AME, Charles, the Church of God. I don't have that baggage. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that on the radio, right? Okay. This is Issues, Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr, and we thank you for joining us. Sister, I was about to do it again. Tabika, Sister Tabika Barnes, thank you so much, sister, for coming on the radio show. We pray in great success with your book, and we encourage everyone to come out this Saturday. Again, go on the Facebook page. You'll see the information there, how to get to the church, directions, or anything else. Or you can reach out to us there, and we'll get you. We might send the Uber for you, depending on how many books you buy. Amen? Amen. God bless you, sister. Be blessed. And I will be there Saturday, so we'll see you Saturday.
All right. Thank you. Be blessed.
All right. Be blessed. This is Deacon Thomas Farr. This has been Issues.
Hello, Jesus, Jesus, children, Jesus loves you, Jesus, children. Hello, children, Jesus loves you, of America. Are you hearing what he says?